It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. On today's ship schedule, we have 11 inbounders, so lots of ships to talk about today, 5 outbounders, and 4 vessels anchored off Astoria in the Columbia River. In our marine weather forecast, we have a high-pressure system over our coastal waters today. That system will weaken, and another frontal system is on the way, and we'll be here on Thursday. So we're having that sort of up and down, a little bit of sun, a little bit of rain, a little bit of storm going on, and that's going to continue. We'll get a break on Friday, and then more windy weather and elevated seas are possible this weekend. Today's forecast, southwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, rising to 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest 3 feet at 5 seconds apart, west swells 4 feet at 9 seconds, and a chance of rain in the afternoon. Well, today I thought we'd take an in-depth look at our ship schedule. We have some interesting vessels coming in and lots to talk about there. So let's start with our inbounders. Our first inbounder today was the ATB OSG Endurance. She arrived from Anacortes, probably past Astoria around 4:30 a.m., headed to Portland, where she will be by about 10:30 this morning. And she is, refined petroleum is her cargo. And she is one of a number of vessels that are called Jones Act vessels that come into the river here. And that means that they are registered in the U.S., flying the U.S. flag. This particular vessel is going from Anacortes to Portland. So she's going from one U.S. domestic port to another. This means that by law, under the Jones Act, something called the Jones Act, her crew must be U.S. citizens or U.S. nationals. It also means the vessel was built in the U.S. and will always fly the U.S. flag. So the Jones Act is a law that was originally created to protect the U.S. merchant marine fleet from being overwhelmed by foreign flagged vessels, and it remains in effect today. And a number of the vessels that we see coming into the river here, most of them are ATBs that are Jones Act vessels, but you occasionally see a tanker or some other ship coming in here that are U.S. flag cargo ships. And of course, you know, we have our military vessels that are U.S. flag and then our Coast Guard vessels, which are also flying the U.S. flag, of course. They're part of the military. Next inbound is the UBC Tampa, arriving from China, headed for Portland. This is a ship that comes in fairly frequently here, at least during the pandemic. She's carrying containers, but she is actually a general cargo ship. So two different kinds of vessels can carry containers. A general cargo ship is one that can carry other kinds of cargo as well. A dedicated container ship is one that always carries containers and is really pretty much configured to only carry that kind of cargo. So this vessel, the UBC Tampa, has probably been chartered by one customer like Amazon, Walmart, or Home Depot to move just their containers, just their merchandise, and no one else's. And this practice of a company chartering their own ships has become important during the pandemic as big box stores, especially with lots of resources, have opted out of the regular supply chain and are hiring their own ships just to haul their stuff. Next inbound is the Shailese Blossom. She's arriving from China, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point. So you can still see those Rice Island Anchorage ships from Astoria, even though they are in a separate designated anchorage from the Astoria Anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat. She came into the river at about 6:30 this morning and is at the Rice Island Anchorage. The ship is one of our typical workhorse bulk carriers. She's a size of ship that used to be called Panamax before the new wider Panama Canal was built and opened. So she's 738 feet long and 106 feet wide. She was built to just fit in the old Panama Canal locks, which are 110 feet wide. So this kind of ship generally does not have cranes on deck because she carries so much cargo that it's more efficient and faster to use shoreside means of getting her cargo on and off, so things at the dock to unload the cargo, instead of some bulk carriers that have cranes on deck and they load and unload their own cargo. Next inbound is the Anzac Wyoming. She's came into the river about 7:30 on her way to Vancouver, will be there by about 1:30 p.m. She is going to anchor at Vancouver and go to the port of Portland eventually to pick up soda ash. So this is a bulk carrier that usually hauls just soda ash. She belongs to ANSAC, and that acronym is part of her name, and that is the American Natural Soda Ash Corporation. And as such, she is generally hauling just that. Occasionally, especially during the pandemic and during the recession, the 2008 recession, you would see ANSAC ships coming in carrying something other than soda ash, but generally they are a one type of cargo vessel from ANSAC. The Xingde Hai is next on our ship schedule, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She's already there, came in about 7:30 a.m. She'll be picking up wheat at Vancouver eventually for export. The Columbia River is a huge portal for U.S. wheat exports, and I think you could say that wheat is probably our most common cargo here on the river. The Vega Rose is next, arriving from Japan, headed for Longview's Anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat at Longview. She will probably pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. and be in Longview by about 3 p.m. So she's another example of a typical kind of bulk carrier we see here. She's a little bit smaller than the Panamax one that I mentioned earlier. She's referred to as a handy-sized vessel, and she does have cranes on deck, which are those tall posts that you see with the horizontal arms. If you see the ships going by or sitting in the anchorage, you can get a good look at them. On top of each one of those posts or cranes is a booth for a crane operator, and a person gets up in there, a crew member, and they control the crane's movements to load and unload cargo. So those arms, those horizontal arms, can pivot around and load and unload cargo on a ship like that. Next inbound is the BBG Confidence, arriving from South America, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be picking up potash at the port of Portland eventually. She'll pass Astoria around, or she will stop in Astoria's anchorage around 1:30 p.m. today, but eventually she'll head up to Portland. So potash, it's an important ingredient in fertilizer. It is a potassium-rich salt that is mined from underground deposits formed from evaporated seabeds millions of years ago. Potassium is an essential element for all plant, animal, and human life, and the compound potassium chloride, KCl, is a dominating force in the world potash market. So a lot of potassium goes out of the port of Portland. And next inbound is the Hammett K, arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's going to be going up to Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll be in the Astoria anchorage by about 5:30 p.m. Now this ship, when I say corn, soy, or wheat, the ship has different separate cargo holds that could potentially carry different cargoes on one ship. So she could potentially load corn in one hold, soy in another, or wheat in another, or all cargo holds could be filled with just one of these cargoes. So cargo ships are kind of like, if you think of them, kind of like the semi-trucks of the sea. They haul the cargo their customers have ordered. And so all of these ships have orders to pick up and move cargo from one place to another, and that's what they do. The Navios Asterix is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's also going to be picking up wheat at Kalama, and she will be in Astoria's anchorage at about 5:30 p.m. She'll be waiting for an open berth. And if you'd like to see the rest of the ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with podcasts of ship reports and lots of other information. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.